Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, October 26th, broadcast live from Fort Worth, Texas on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll start with Superior Sunrise at 7:30, then the sale itself at 8 a.m. Central Time. 18,200 head will be offered up, including 2,650 yearling steers, 2,000 yearling heifers, 11,000 plus weaned calves, 1,550 calves on cows, and about 550 bred stock. If you'd like details about when an estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video of a specific lot, you can visit our website, SuperiorLivestock.com. That's SuperiorLivestock.com. As always, you can call for more information as well, 800-422-2117. Thursday, October 26th at 8 a.m. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
The cattle futures rebounded here into the close after trading lower midday. Feeder cattle ended up 12 cents in the January. That was the weakest one. November's up 30 at 153.07. In October, which expired next Thursday, 47 cents higher at 153.62. The feeder cattle index as of yesterday was 155.08, down 18 cents. The cash market early in the week was in the 110 area. Currently, or coming into today, it was 110 bid, 112 ask. And then here late, we've seen some 111 being passed and then some 175 in the north being passed. But the cash market is still working to be developed. Midday box beef prices were back over $200 on choice, up 49 cents. Select at 191.21, up 45 cents. We have a cattle on feed report at 2 p.m. This afternoon. On feed as of October 1st is 104.6%, or 10.74 million head. Placed in the month of September is estimated to be 108% of last September, or 2.045 million head, and then marketed in September 102.6, or 1.78 million head. We did have one less marketing day or one less slaughtering day in the month of September, so that marketing number may be skewed to the downside slightly.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Grain futures closed lower across the board, led lower by soybeans. They were down 7 to 8 cents. November beans at 9.78 and 3 quarters, down 7 and 3 quarters. Wheat futures were the next lower, with Kansas City July down 6.5 at 4.72 and 3 quarters. That is near the contract lows going back all the way to August. In August, it was 4.71 and a quarter. So today's low of 4.72 is right there on that contract low there for the wheat. It'll be interesting to see if we get it done. Corn futures also lower here. The corn was down about 3.5 to 4 cents, with December closing at 344.5. The low there was 342. So we have several contracts here on their lows at this point. And then cotton futures today are going to finish about 43 lower in December at 66.88. So it was really a disappointing day across all of the ag sector. This morning we did have some pretty good exports. We had 120,000 and 125,000 metric tons of corn, so two big sales of corn, then another 198,000 metric tons of beans. The exports have been pretty good, a little bit slower pace than last year, with this being the start of the marketing year. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.